And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Don to join me. Now, Don is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He joined during the pandemic back in 2022, and Don is a little bit different than your typical Lifestyles Unlimited member. The majority of the members, in other words, people that, like me, who become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, realize that they have a retirement problem. That what they're doing for retirement, it's either not going to work or they've gotten to a point where they have solidified that it won't work. Now, I'm one of those guys. I tried to retire from the United States Army back in 2014, and I found out very quickly that I couldn't live off of my pension because the pension only paid me one third of what I used to make. So my expenses didn't go down by two thirds, but my income went down by two-thirds, and I had a big problem. I had to go back into the workforce. So after struggling for 10 months, I finally found a job after bleeding money, finally found a job, started working for somebody else, started being miserable in that job, started looking for a different path. And then I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. And I went and checked them out, and I became a member, and I got myself really retired 2 years later in 2019, 5 years after I originally tried to retire from the United States Army. Now, Don, he's got a different story. And ironically, some of the components of his story mirror my story, and I'll talk about those in a minute. Let me just tell you about Don. Don's a little older than I am. He's about 4 years older than I am. I'm 61. You go ahead and do the math. Sorry, Don, I let him know your age. But at the end of the day, Don is somebody that went down a different path than I went down. He discovered real estate investing at the ripe old age of 23. Now, back in those days, real estate was kind of like the wild, wild west. It really was. And there were people making money in real estate. There were people losing money in real estate. But Don decided that real estate was what he was going to pursue to try and resolve any future retirement issues he had, any future wealth issues he had. And he, like me, I believe, was informed by the people that were around him that real estate might be the way to go. So he bought his first real estate asset at the age of 23. Fast forward a couple years, about 12, and he found himself real estate retired. In other words, he had enough passive income coming in from his real estate assets that it replaced the income that he makes from a job. But he didn't leave the job. And the reason he didn't leave the job is because he liked what he was doing. He found himself where he was in control of his life. And it was okay for him to keep working because, well, it was up to him as to whether or not he kept working or not. And if he got laid off, no problem. He didn't need the money. If he got fired, no problem. He didn't need the money. But he kept working for another 10 years. At the ripe old age of 45, he left corporate America. I think he said, when I was talking to him earlier, I think he said the fun kind of wore off. So it just wasn't of interest to him, and he wanted to pursue his real estate investing. So that became his full-time approach. Now, fast forward, and let's go to all the way to 2022, the middle of a pandemic, and Don decides that he wants to check out Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, keep in mind, Lifestyles Unlimited is really designed for people that are trying to cure a retirement problem, or also people that want to find different ways to invest. And, well, that caught Don's attention. Don decided Lifestyles Unlimited was something that was of interest to him, and there were some things that Lifestyles Unlimited provided him that he wasn't getting in his normal routine. So now that I've set the stage, and now that I've told you some information about Don, I'm going to share with you some more information about Don, the fact that he has bought and sold over 235 different single-family homes, and he currently has 170 single-family homes in his portfolio. He's an interesting character. He's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And now we're going to welcome Don onto the show. Don, how are you today? It's nice to have you on the show. It's nice to have a guy on the show that had already retired himself, but found out that he needed the services and the support of Lifestyles Unlimited. So welcome.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate the opportunity to come in on and joining you today.
I kind of know your story, but if I got something wrong, correct the record, please.
No, you got it right on cue there. You know, Lifestyles has definitely been a big plus since I've joined and since 2022.
You know, most people would surmise that somebody who has achieved success as a real estate investor would not necessarily need an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. But you, as a seasoned investor, you saw it differently, did you not?
Oh, I definitely did. It's one of those that, you know, my wife and I run our whole corporation. And, you know, we do. She's the property manager. I'm the in charge of maintenance and, you know, coordinate the projects. And I do a lot of the work myself. But, you know, we're getting up in age and I needed to find another way to take our investment capital and invest it, you know, passively so that someone else is doing the work and we get, you know, part of the dividends for that. And that's what it really attracted me about Lifestyles.
All right. So, Don, I'm going to talk nice about you is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to share with the audience some intimate information. So we established that part of your methodology or your business model for developing your portfolio was that you would buy real estate and you kind of work in your business. What can you explain to the audience what it means to work in your business?
Well, we're extremely hands-on. We don't hire a whole lot of people. I mean, we do have subcontractors that we hire for some of the tasks, but my wife is actually the property manager and she's the one that does all the screening and of our residents and rent collections and keeps the office straight. I'm more of the maintenance person. I go out and lead most of our big construction projects or I'm also my HVAC technician. So I do about 90% of my HVAC technician or technical work. But, you know, I'm very hands-on in what we do and skilled at what we do. It's sometimes hard to get here because I have a hard time delegating work, and that's my detriment. But I'm getting better at that. I'm learning to write the bigger checks than I've used to. But as I get up in the age, and it's more fun to have other people do stuff.
So when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you went through the Financial Freedom Seminar, one of the things that is emphasized is that it's better to work on your business than to work in your business. How did you feel about that information being presented? I mean, were you kind of taken back?
Oh, no. I always know that I need to do a better job of working on my business and not in my business. It's just it's always been hard for me to do that. But yeah, I definitely agree that that's your lifestyle would definitely be better if you could delegate and hire people to do the work and you just sit back and write the checks. But I've just, you know, it's just been in my, you know, I guess it's in my DNA to get more involved in what I do. And again, if I didn't enjoy what I do, then it would be different. But I personally love construction projects. Did a one recently last year that actually presented in a Richmond case study. And I enjoy doing that type of thing where I took a single fan or Cape Cod and raised the roof on the back and make it into a two-story. That to me is fun. But everyone would go, oh, you know, this guy's sick. But that I enjoy doing that because I'm very hands-on and I like seeing things being built. To me, that's exciting part of real estate in my perspective.
Okay, so we've discovered your passion. Your passion is being involved with these properties. Your passion is the real estate itself. You enjoy this stuff. So working in your business is not really a detriment to you because, I mean, if I gave you back 40 hours of your time and I said, okay, you don't have to go work in your properties, you could go fishing, you could go camping, you could go do anything you want to do, you'd still be drawn back to those properties, would you not?
Oh, absolutely. It's more like a hobby for me. that I get paid for. I enjoy doing that. Now, again, you know, looking at it now, would I be better off if I could lighten up that load a little bit? But, yeah, I definitely would. But then again, I kept thinking about what else I would do. You know, I like playing golf, but it's not one of those things I could sit there and go out and play golf every day. So it's just something that I've always enjoyed doing.
Yeah, if you play golf like I do, I tend to donate like a couple dozen balls every 18 holes. I mean, is your game better?
And a couple clubs.
And a couple clubs. Are you a club thrower?
No, not really. Not really.
Oh, okay.
I have on occasion.
Oh, but you leave them behind at the hole. I mean, I've had people do that. I'll roll up on a green and there's somebody's putter just laying there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm one of those that I always feel like I need to get my money's worth. So I've never understood. You go out and you use three strokes on a hole. It's like, no, I want to do 10 strokes on a hole, get my money's worth.
There you go. Economies of scale.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I got us on a golf tangent. Let me take you back to the real estate. Are you working on a strategy or a plan right now to wean yourself off of some of the time commitment, or are we messing with something that's really just going to mess with who you are as a person?
No, I definitely am. And I tell you what, I had a life-changing event a year and a half ago. I had to get my knee replaced. And by doing that, I was out of service for about 2 months. And I actually had to start hiring people to do a lot of the things that I did. And while it was painful to write those checks, I found that the work got done. And, you know, I didn't skip a beat. So I am starting to now, you know, start writing those bigger checks and getting people to do some of the work, the bigger work, that projects that I did. Like, I used to do all my HVAC installs. Now I've got two companies that will install my new change outs. And it's so much easier now because I'm just not up to scale to do the things that I need to do. So, yeah. So again, it's writing those bigger checks, but it's made my life a whole lot better, and my wife's made you know, her life a whole lot better by us paying more people to do make ready. So yeah, I am definitely changing in that aspect. And we're actually starting to look at how we're going to scale down our business. Like I said, we do have 170 properties, trying to figure out how to get it down to a manageable 100 and without, you know, getting hit by the big tax bite. So we're starting to look at estate planning, that type of thing. So, and also to make it a little bit easier transition for our daughters, if God forbid something happens to us, you know, that they will be well taken care of, as far as, you know, that's, I think that's their biggest nightmares. You know, what happens if something happens to y'all right now, and that we're stuck with 170 rental properties. And so, you know, we're recognizing that as well. And we're trying to figure out what's the best way to deal with all that right now. It's a good problem to have, but it's still a major undertaking.
Yeah, I'm thinking your daughters are watching you guys kind of work your fingers to the bone, and they're kind of like, yeah, maybe we don't want a part of that. But as you continue to wean off the do-it-yourself stuff and have other people do it for you, they may change their opinion. We come back from the break. More with Don. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Don. Together, we're working on your financial freedom. Although Don technically secured his financial freedom before he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, he still recognized that Lifestyles Unlimited could help him out. So what did he do in the middle of a pandemic? He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So Don, fess up. Why during the middle of a pandemic where you're sitting on some very nice holdings of real estate, why join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, I think it kind of ducktails from the last segment where we talked about, you know, I'm very hands-on on my real estate, but I'm trying to get a little bit less involved. And I ended up going to, you know, the two-day course or the financial freedom course. And then after that, I went to the expo about 3 weeks later. And it was at that point that I did the multifamily road tours, which I highly recommend everyone going on. And I did both of those days of the road tours. And it was, I guess it was the second day going through, I think, the seventh property that I started realizing a pattern that was very consistent. It was that all the leads actually followed a model, followed the roadmap, and all the multifamily apartments all looked very similar, to the point where I really didn't even need to get out of the bus and go look at the last one because I knew what I was going to see. And it was at that point that I realized that this is what success is all about, is you don't have all these rogue people doing everything differently, is that, you know, Lifestyles has created a map. They have created a roadmap to follow, you know, to be successful as a multifamily operator. And so at that point, I said, well, this is something for me, because I really wanted to start getting to more passive investment. So it's not always just my wife and I doing the work to produce the income. We got now someone else doing the work to produce that income. And at that point, I was sold. And I think the following day after the after the 2 days of road trips, I actually joined Lifestyles and became a passive member at that point, and I've been investing ever since. And at this point, I'm in 43 passive deals. So I'm very excited about that part. I enjoy watching other people do the work, and I get a dividend check. So,
yeah, you are passive. I like that. And so you're learning. You're learning to wean off of the work. You're learning to give yourself back some of the time so that you can use it in other areas of your life. How's that working for you? I mean, are you responding to it? Are you enjoying it? Or do you feel compelled to spend your time on your real estate?
I know. We're definitely doing more traveling. And in fact, I actually just came back from a week in Antigua for my birthday. Turned 65 this year. So it was nice to be there to celebrate my birthday there. We've got, you know, 3 or 4 trips that we planned this year, taking my whole family to Disney World in November, everybody, my daughters, son-in-laws, my grandchild. So, you know, and we're doing a lot of traveling with actually other Lifestyle members. I mean, last year we went on actually 2 different cruises with Lifestyle members, and that was a blast. You know, because like I said, it's like a huge extended family. Everyone is so nice. Everyone's willing to share. And so it's a huge extended family all over the world, all over the country. So that we've really enjoyed. And I've gotten my wife to enjoy a little bit more traveling. She's more of a homebody, but we're getting her out and she's doing traveling and meeting people too. So it's been fun.
You've made your choice. You like this new retired Don, do you not?
Oh, I absolutely do.
This new retired Don gets to hang out with his wife more, gets to enjoy his daughters more, gets to enjoy grandchildren more. Am I onto something, Don?
Absolutely. I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter, and we just love her to death. So
I can tell. I'm trolling you on Facebook, and of the 9 photos that Facebook chooses to show me, 8 of the 9 have your granddaughter in them.
Absolutely. And they took me bowling last Monday night.
How'd that go?
That was the first time she went bowling. And I tell you, she was so excited. It was so much fun. There's nothing better than grandchildren. You know, I thought kids would be great, but the nice thing about grandchildren is you can spoil them and then they go home. And that's something it's taken a long while to learn this old man, but it's definitely a lesson well learned.
Isn't that one of the most valuable commodities that we have in our lives is our time?
Oh, absolutely. That is the one thing you can't buy. And once that hourglass has gone down, you can't flip it back over like a game show.
How are you finding these subcontractors? How are you finding them? Are you like, you know, going to Craigslist? Are you hanging out in the Home Depot parking lot? Are you talking to other Lifestyles Unlimited members? How do you find the people that you eventually trust?
Well, actually, my plumber I got from a Lifestyle member from the Richmond group. That's where I found him because my other plumber had retired. But a lot of them is just referrals. I've got such a large network that I can pretty much ask different people and I get, you know, their opinion, and then I will talk to them and they'll normally show me pictures of jobs that they have done. And occasionally we'll go and look at one of their jobs that they've done. And then from there, but a lot of it is just, I can interview people and see the type of quality that they are going to present to me. And I can tell pretty quickly whether they're one job and out of there, or they really know what they're doing. But there's so many people out there that do really shoddy work that a lot of people don't know, but I know all the corner short, I try to make sure that they don't do a lot of the shortcuts on my jobs because I want it done first time and be done with it, not have to come back later and fix something 2 years later because they forgot to, to tighten up something.
Yeah, that makes total sense to me. Let me switch gears on you, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I know that you go to a monthly meetup in your local area. Tell me what that is and why you go.
Well, they're all local members of Lifestyles, all different levels. The challenge members and passive members, and it's a nice meetup once a month. We always meet we meet at two different locations. We alternate every other month, but it's just a good way to network and so it's helped us all become better investors. But everyone is just so nice and welcoming, and anybody that joins Lifestyles is free to join us. And we have being a Virginia group, and we still have about 40 to 50 people show up on a regular basis on our monthly meetups.
Have you ever played the trade game? Dead silence. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? No, I play a little game when I go to the meetup events. One of the things that I do, and it kind of helps me break the ice with other people, is I play a little game called Trade the Trades. In other words, I have a plumber that I trust too. He's a master plumber. I met him. He is cut from a different cloth than other plumbers. He's got ethics. I mean, when you find a guy like that, you latch onto him, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I do is I go to the meetups and I just go, hey, Don, I'm Al, nice to meet you. I'll trade my plumber for an electrician. And I'll find out whether or not they have an electrician, because I'm looking for an electrician, whether they have an electrician they would refer to me. And if they do, awesome, I get somebody that I can check out. Or if they don't, no problem, I still share with my plumber with them, because I mean, at the end of the day, we share that kind of stuff. And what I find it does is it allows, it makes it an easier way to share resources amongst the group. So there's a little idea that if I planted a seed, try it, see how it works for you.
Oh yeah, definitely have to try that. Well, that's the nice thing is, we also have an email chat that we can send out, and that's how I got the plumber. Is I had one of our ambassadors just put out an email that, Don's looking for a plumber. And, we had like three recommendations. And I've had the same thing with, insurance. I was looking for a flood insurance, something outside of FEMA, because I had one property that's in a flood zone. And the FEMA policy got really, really expensive. And so at one of our meetups, I mentioned that I was looking at, and somebody actually stepped up and go, why don't you try this? We have somebody. So it's a very useful way of getting information. I will have to admit that sometimes I'm a little guarded on some of my really good subs because I've been keeping them so busy. I don't want to lose them.
that is a challenge. Yeah, that is a challenge. We don't want to overwork them, do we?
Exactly. I don't want to lose them. They may pay them more than I do, so you know, then I lose them forever.
But did you just call yourself cheap in front of millions of people? I think you just called yourself cheap. That's what I heard.
You know, that is a nickname that I have from my roofers.
Oh, really?
To be honest, they nicknamed me Mr. Cheap.
And, Mr. Cheap.
Mr. Cheap is what they call me. But it's so funny because there's two brothers, and the brother that does the majority of the roof, he's my roofer and my siding guys. He says, we like Mr. Cheap because he pays his bills. And that's the most important thing. And you know, if you want to lose your contractors, don't pay them. That's how you do it. And that's the one thing, because he'll tell me sometimes the brother that actually creates the jobs, he'll go, you know, I can do this, you know, job for, you know, twice what I'm charging you. And he goes, and then he'll go back, you know, that job, it's been 3 months and I'm still trying to get paid for it. He says, that's why we like Mr. Cheap, is when I give him the invoice, he writes a check.
And that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. Hey, Don, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your not-so-busy schedule to be a part of what we're doing here. And if you want to do what Don's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for our expo.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.